Proclamation number 3715 of 16th of March, 1946. Promise of eternal bliss. Why do you fear for your earthly fate when I promise you a far more beautiful one in eternity? Believe in me and my word and you'll lose all earthly fear, for if you are inwardly convinced that my word is truth, if you therefore firmly believe in my love, wisdom and omnipotence, then you will also know that my promises will come to pass, and then you will be able to take upon yourselves all suffering and hardship, all privations and tribulations with a joyful heart, for they will only last for a short time in order to then give way to an eternal life and bliss. You only lack faith and are therefore anxious and fear the coming time. But if you believe that I am full of love and work without limitation, you should have no doubts about the fulfillment of my promises, because my word is purest truth and has to be fulfilled in everyone who fulfills my will, who makes an effort to live in accordance with it, who thus strives towards me in thought, word and deed. And he need not fear earthly adversity, for it only affects the body and will also be bearable for the body, but the soul remains unaffected and wins the final victory. It enters the kingdom of peace, towards a life full of bliss. Let the short time on earth, which you still have to live through, also be full of earthly hardship and sorrow. It will pass quickly, it will pass, just as all suffering and hardship pass, but my word will not pass forever. And my word promises you eternal happiness. And even if you cannot grasp it on earth, even if you cannot form an idea of what this bliss consists of on earth, my word must suffice you that I want to prepare a blissful fate for you, and therefore believe and do not be afraid. Humbly accept everything I send upon you and know that all earthly adversity will come to an end one day. But also know that you can reduce it yourselves through your own will if you carry everything that oppresses you to me, if you sincerely ask me to help you carry your cross, if you help your fellow human beings where and how you are able and also secure my strength of love through unselfish loving activity for your neighbor, which enables you to overcome and endure everything. For as you distribute love, my love flows to you in the form of strength and grace, in the form of my word, which imparts it to you at all times, which you can mentally receive from me myself, which you may also accept through my messengers. My love will always consider you according to your worthiness, but this depends on your activity of love. And therefore you need not fear any earthly tribulation as long as you are lovingly active yourselves, for I will always support you even in earthly adversity. But if you focus your attention on the soul, on your spiritual well-being, you will find it easier to endure the short span of your earthly life with regard to eternal beatitude, for you will always abide by my word which has promised my own all glories in the Father's house, by the word which is to come to pass because my word is and will remain truth for all eternity. Amen.